Dire Straits at 94.9 The River with Ken and Deb. George Prentice and the Boise Weekly is in studio with us this morning.
Yes,
morning,
thank you for surviving this long until we were able to speak to you about these important matters.
The weather word is
widely scattered.
George, your shoes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
It's just, that's just you step sad. Out
they're
into
a
that.
They're a mess.
Into a say that. What's that word again?
Slushy.
Okay.
My family calls that ishtapuki.
That's the translation.
That's the word we can use on the air. Okay.
Right.
All right. Latest issue, the Boise Weekly.
A little bit of everything. We have an exclusive conversation with Denise Bennett. She's the now suspended associate professor who is in the middle of a firestorm at the University of Idaho.
So a follow-up to the story from last week.
Indeed. She agreed to a conversation as long as her lawyer was also on the line.
Yeah.
Which gives you an indication of what we talked about. We talked about her filmmaking and also her current situation. We also we visit the American Ostrich Farm in Kuna.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I saw that. Is this like, remember when everyone wanted to raise emus?
These ostriches are raised for meat.
Yeah, I remember when they had an emu or an ostrich farm on the way down to Twin or Mountain Home or something like that. It was off of I-84, but I didn't know they had one in Kuna.
It's a big ostrich farm. It's technically a red meat, not a white meat.
Really?
So my colleague Lex Nelson.
Do they sell the eggs and stuff?
No,
they do not.
Okay. But they do have them for ornamental purposes.
Right.
My question of Lex, when she went, I said, but they must eat ostrich eggs. She said, yeah, they're huge. And like one egg could make like a 4-egg omelet.
Exactly. Wow. And I remember years ago being on the air, someone bringing us ostrich eggs.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, wait, what are we doing with
this? It's a bowling ball. We also unveil this year's Treasure Valley Reads, which is a book called They're There. And the author, Tommy Orange, will be coming to town as part of Story Fort.
Saw that, yeah.
And that's a pretty provocative choice to the degree that the folks actually had to pick some alternative titles for the younger set because it's a fairly edgy novel, but a big, big bestseller. The story I'm most intrigued with this week is in regards to a play that will open at LA Repertory Theater. If you go back to the early 1900s, one of the world's most popular Yiddish playwrights wrote a play called God of Vengeance. It was a popular hit in Western Europe, and then it was brought to New York City in pre-World War I, where it was performed in Greenwich Village in the Bowery. Mm-hmm. Producers said, well, let's bring this to Broadway. They interpret it into English. It's a very provocative play about, takes place in a brothel. Mm-hmm. It includes a love between two women. And there's a scene where someone actually hurls a Torah across the stage.
Wow.
Well, when it opened on Broadway, between the second and third acts, the New York City police knocked on the door and arrested the entire cast and stage managers.
Great publicity.
Right.
This was in the 30s?
This was in 1923.
Whoa.
And I actually found the story in the New York Times of the arrest.
The police stopped all this while all the burlesque stuff was going on.
They had dialed down. They shut down the show, by the way.
Wow.
They shut down the show. Fast forward to 2017, where playwright Paula Vogel, who won the Pulitzer Prize, has wrote about the backstory of this play in a new play called Indecent. Mm-hmm. And the folks at LA Repertory Theater have been trying to get this play. And by the way, it won 2 Tony Awards.
Oh, wow.
They've been trying to get this play to come here for a number of years. They finally got it. What's, of course, doubly unique is that LA Rep has successfully had its own legal battles on censorship, battling the state of Idaho. So there's these layers of complexity for this play to be performed in that venue here in Boise.
That's at the VAC, by the way,
in
Garden City.
It's at the VAC, the Visual Arts Collective in Garden City. But it's an exciting play. I saw it in New York a couple of years ago. And it was really stunning for Boise to get this before Seattle or Salt Lake City, to get the rights to do this.
Okay, and it's running really, for a week, a little over a week, 10 days?
Because
the VAC's not a very big venue.
It starts on March 7th.
Two long weekends,
okay.
So Thursdays through Sundays, and I highly encourage people to see it for the theatrical experience, but the cultural and even moral conversations that we should have about freedom of expression are important.
Right, right. Very good. Okay, yep. That's in there.
Ooh, boy, there's a lot more in there, too. Okay.
Review of another movie coming up to the Flix. It's a very cold one.
Arctic. Bundle up for that one.
And all the other stuff in the Boise Weekly you can find online, boiseweekly.org.
Or com.
I keep going.
I don't know why you do that.
Well, you know, sometimes we act like a nonprofit.
Sometimes on purpose.
Yes, like,
we understand.
We're not making enough money. We're a nonprofit.
We're in the same boat.
Can you spare a dime?
Okay, boiseweekly.com.
Also, you will find a copy tucked into Idaho Press tomorrow. Indeed.
But it's free on stands today, by the way. Grab one.
Why is Larry H. Miller Honda in Boise, Idaho's number one volume Honda dealer? Simple.